The next patient is Robert Scheidt. The last name is S, like in Sierra, C like in Charlie, H like in Hotel, E like in Echo, I like in India, D like in Delta, T like in Tango. Robert. It's a clinical case of an 87-year-old white man that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3B. The patient has evidence of smaller than expected kidneys. The right kidney is 6.9 centimeters, the left kidney is 10.4, and there are multiple cysts bilaterally. In the recent laboratory workup, the serum creatinine went up to 2.7 from 2.2, and the BUN in 50. The BUN creatinine ratio is increased. It seems to me that the volume contraction has to do something with the deterioration of the kidney function. The GFR is 19 mL per minute. The protein creatinine ratio is pretty close to 1 gram in 24 hours. Period. There is evidence. That this patient continues to lose weight. We started with 206 pounds and now he's down to 181 pounds. In the last 2 months, this patient has lost 3 pounds. My recommendation is to weigh daily, to drink at least 50 ounces of body weight, of 50 ounces of fluid, excuse me, 50 ounces of fluid, and continue with a plant-based diet, period. At this point and at this level of GFR, he is not a candidate for ARB or SGLT2 inhibitor or the administration of Kerendia, period. The patient is feeling well. He has a protein in this. In the lab, that is 6.3, the albumin is 4. We did a protein, serum protein electrophoresis with immunofixation that has been reported negative. Period. We are going to reevaluate him in about 3 months. Number two, anemia. This anemia is related to a CKD. The patient was going at one time at the Cancer Center for the Management of the Anemia. The most recent laboratory workup showed that the hemoglobin was 10.3, which is better than before. Following number. Patient has hyperuricemia and it's taking allopurinol 100 milligrams POVID. Following number. Hyperlipidemia that is treated with statins, atorvastatin 80 milligrams every day. Following number, peripheral vascular disease. He had interventions in the legs and the patient has amputation of one toe that is that has been stable. He doesn't complain of claudication. Following number, coronary artery disease status plus one PCI. The patient is on carbaryl and furosemide. Following numbers, diabetes mellitus that is under control. We're going to reevaluate the case in about 3 months. Period paragraph. We invested 10 minutes in the review of the lab, in 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation at the EMR.